How do you like your eggs? And Megan Meets Ray are both excerpts from Dark Matter. That's novel number 6. And these things all happen within about a 2-hour period of each other early one morning on Grandma Martha's farm. This excerpt is Megan meets Ray, and he's the new farmhand. And he's working in the barn loft. And the girls are standing at the horse watering trough down by the fence, watching him through the window. And this is his first day on the job. "Hey, there's something in here," Ray yelled. Megan looked up to see him standing poised in the loft window with a pitchfork in his hand, as if to hold something at bay. "A raccoon, maybe?" May asked. "They get in the barn all the time. Any farmer knows what a raccoon is," Megan muttered. Suddenly, her eyes grew large. "Oh, God, no!" Megan bolted and ran for the barn. May jumped up quickly, slipped and fell straight into the horse watering tank. Water splashed out all over Tanina, leaving her drenching wet, frightened and stunned at the sudden commotion. "Cripes!" May yelled as she tried to climb out of the moss-covered tank, only to slip and fall back into the water. Tanina was pale as a ghost, drenching wet and frightened half to death as she backed away from the fence where the water tank was located. For all she knew, there was some kind of monster in that water that had grabbed May. "What in the world is that thing?" Ray yelled as Megan cleared the top of the ladder into the barn loft. Megan looked about, but didn't see anything but hay. "What did it look like?" Megan looked in the direction Ray was pointing his pitchfork. "It was gray, with big black eyes," Ray gulped. "It went over those bales." Megan looked toward her old hiding place, high on the bales of hay, and wanted to cry. All this had happened in less than 2 hours this morning, and all because of Zeba sending two of the little alien androids after the morning eggs. Now she had to try to explain this to a stranger. Perhaps she could lie about it and make out like it was some other kind of woodland creature. "Did you get a look at it?" Megan asked. "Oh, yes," Ray insisted, nodding his head up and down. The look of pure shock was in his eyes, and Megan was fairly sure he would use that pitchfork if he felt threatened. "Are you sure it wasn't a raccoon or possum?" Megan asked. "Look, I was just working here. I turned around, and that thing was standing right there behind me. I know what I saw, and I never saw anything like that before." Ray's voice quivered. "You shouldn't stand so close. That thing might jump out of there and bite you." Megan looked at Ray and realized she wasn't going to explain this one away. But could Ray be trusted with the truth? Could he be trusted to know who Megan was and who her friends were? She began to climb the bales toward her old secret hiding place where she had discovered the music box and the medallion a year previously. "Hey!" Ray yelled, trying to get Megan's attention. Megan stopped and looked at Ray. "My name is Megan, if you're talking to me. There's the hay!" She pointed at a bale of hay. She took another step, then glanced back just in time to see Ray grab her and pull her from her feet back toward a pile of loose hay on the floor he had piled up with the pitchfork. They fell upon the pile and rolled, landing with Megan on top of him. "There's some kind of creature up there," Ray warned. Megan was looking directly into his eyes and trying to decide if she wanted to be mad at him for pulling her off the bales. She realized he had no idea what kind of creature that was up there. He had no way of knowing that Megan knew exactly what was hiding up there and that it was harmless. Slowly a smile crossed her lips. She pushed herself up, then stood and began to brush the hay from her clothes. Then she looked at Ray. "You're scared to death of that thing, and yet you pulled me down to protect me, didn't you?" Nodding his head in a somewhat uncertain motion, Ray stood and began to brush himself off. "I guess so." Megan unconsciously scanned Ray's emotions and realized he hadn't told her what he thought the little creature was. Any boy raised on a farm wouldn't be very afraid of normal woodland creatures. But whatever Ray had seen had terrified him. "What do you think the creature is?" Megan asked. Ray picked up his pitchfork, then positioned himself between Megan and the bales of hay, where he had seen the small creature hide. "You'll laugh," Ray answered softly. "Try me," Megan said. "It looked like one of those little alien beings I saw in a TV show about alien abductions," Ray answered. He saw Megan shake her head and smile. "See, I told you you wouldn't believe me." "No, it's not that," Megan said. "I'm sure that's exactly what it looks like." "Did you find him?" The voice came from the ladder hole in the central area of the barn loft floor. Megan and Ray watched as a very soaking wet May climbed up the ladder to join them. She had green moss from the horse tank all in her hair and on her clothes. Seeing Ray standing there, May realized it might not be the best thing to talk about. "Find who?" Ray asked. Megan closed her eyes, not knowing what to say. "It's a day for revelations," she said, looking at the floor. "If this is a bad time, I can come back later," May said as she started to go back down the ladder. "Oh, no, you don't," Megan said, grabbing May's arm. Megan started to say something, then thought better of it. May's expression changed. "Do you want to cuss and throw things?" Megan nodded her head. "You know it." "You guys act like you know what that thing is," Ray said, relaxing somewhat as he did. Megan and May both stood facing him in the barn loft. "Maybe." Megan noticed the top of a little gray head as it bobbed above one of the bales of hay, then retreated once again. "I heard strange stories about this farm and the lights at night, but I didn't know if I wanted to believe it," Ray said. Megan and May looked at each other. "Who told you stories about that?" Megan demanded to know, not realizing anyone had ever seen Orion over the farm. "Just a friend of mine who lives down the road. Said he was coming by here late one night and saw something over that south field. I told him he was nuts, but he swore he had saw something," Ray explained. He turned his attention back toward the high bales of hay where the creature had hidden. He tightened his grip on the handle of the pitchfork. "It is an alien, isn't it?" May and Megan glanced at each other, realizing their cover had been blown. "See, the aliens come here to ride the horses, same as everyone else," May explained. "They don't hurt anyone. They just want to ride the horses and pretend to be human for a while." "Oh, yeah," Megan exclaimed with a sigh. "A dude ranch for aliens." Megan nodded her head. "You believe that, don't you?" "You girls are just plain crazy," Ray yelled. "You're trying to tell me..." Suddenly Ray's expression changed to one of sudden realization. "You guys are aliens too, aren't you?" Ray started backing away toward the loft window. He glanced back at the bales where the little alien android was hiding to see it peer at him from over a bale of hay. "Now look what you did, May," Megan said, shaking her head. "You went and scared the new helper." The sound of Megan's hand cracked as she whacked May on the shoulder. "Ouch!" May yelled. "All right, then." May turned around and began to climb the bales of hay toward Megan's old hiding spot. Ray positioned himself between the girls and the loft window while sizing up the distance to the ground below. Megan walked toward him. "He's harmless, Ray," Megan explained, holding both hands out, palm up, to indicate she had nothing to hide. "You just keep your distance," Ray demanded, now pointing the pitchfork at Megan. "Oh, God! Oh, God! I've been sucked up into an episode of The Twilight Zone," he moaned. "There's no reason for you to be afraid of us," Megan insisted. "That's what they always say, just before they suck your brains out through your eye sockets." Ray's voice was tense, his pitchfork poised for action. "Not all aliens are mean or dangerous. In fact, some of them are very nice." Megan glanced through the loft window behind Ray. "Oh, no," she yelled. "You guys went off and left Tanina out there like that." Megan threw her arms in the air and ran for the ladder. Her sudden yelling and gestures frightened Ray, causing him to slip and fall out of the loft window. "Ah!" Ray yelled as he fell. Find out what happened to Ray and Tanina in this exciting novel. End of excerpt.